Here's the Reporting Project with local stories that matter in our community.
I'm Emmett Anderson, and here's a few of this week's stories from the Reporting Project. Denison University's main entrance will close on January 1st for most of the coming year. The roadway from the main entrance to the campus on top of the hill known as President's Drive will be affected by a project to renovate and build an addition to Doane Hall, according to a memo the university sent this week to faculty and staff. The good news is that during the 8 months it is closed, the narrow and bumpy roadway will be widened and repaved. Also, the Heisey Wind Ensemble, a group of talented local musicians, is preparing to celebrate its 40th anniversary in 2025. The ensemble held its final concert of the year last weekend. It will now turn its attention to the first concert of its 40th year, which will be held in February. To learn more about the group and its music, thereportingproject.org has a special multimedia presentation with music and interviews with conductor Russell Mickelson and some of the musicians. Across central Ohio, farmers like Chris and David Lang are protecting their farmland through the local agricultural easement purchase program, which acts almost like an additional deed on a property and prevents development. David Lang, who used the program to protect his nearly 70-acre family farm in Licking County earlier this year, said he didn't want to see his home transformed into a subdivision. Quote, "If we don't have enough farms, people in this county won't have enough to eat," he said. And lastly, if you're looking for holiday things to do, we have a list for you. The Reporting Project compiled a list of more than 60 things to do at the end of this year and into 2025 in Licking County. Available at thereportingproject.org.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com. Click Local News tab.